You are listening to episode 831. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being exactly where you are today, for showing up for yourself and getting ready to meditate. It's one of the best things you can do for yourself. And here you are, getting ready to give yourself this opportunity to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth to really master it. And you can find all the techniques and everything I share over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And just look for this week's series and you'll find the meditations and everything you need over there. Now, I will say that this is the final week I'm going to be offering the more full guided meditations because I am releasing a membership site where I have all the meditations there and an app. And I'll still be showing up here every day on the Daily Meditation Podcast because I will get you started meditating. I'll share the same inspiration. We'll have the same format. We'll do a theme each week and explore it. But I have a few new surprises I think you're going to really enjoy. And it's just a lot to host all these meditation files on my hosting service for this podcast. So I'm going to need to move those over somewhere else. So I created a place for you that I think you'll love. And I will be doing weekly webinars to tell you all about it. I've already had two webinars. Many of you showed up there already. And another thing is that I get so many requests to do a meditation where it's completely guided, not with any commentary. It's completely uninterrupted. And to play the music longer. So I just can't do that on the podcast because it takes up too much hosting. It's crazy after 800 meditations, how much storage I'm using on my hosting. And I'm going to have to move those over somewhere else. So don't worry, the meditations are not going away. But if you'd like to continue with the full guided, even better, uninterrupted, longer music played at the end of the meditation, then join me. You can find all the information at my website, as I mentioned, sipandom.com. I'd love to see you there and work with you a little more in depth and a little more closely. Well, with that, today happens to be a Wednesday, and every single Wednesday I share a mudra meditation. So that is where you hold your hands in a particular way and you benefit yourself in a similar way as when you do yoga or when you do acupuncture or acupressure. It activates your nervous system in a particular way, and that sends a message to your brain. And so mudras are pretty powerful. They're pretty incredible. And if you're new to mudras, they may just become your favorite technique. I hear that again and again. And I know it was the same for me, where I went for over a decade before I tried mudras. I wasn't really sure about that, so I just didn't do it. Well, when I started to do mudras, I took a course from my meditation teacher, and we explored mudras, and I just thought, oh, I've been missing out on this whole time, so I've been doing them ever since my lesson with her. So I encourage you to try mudras, and In fact, you don't have to do any of the techniques I share with you each day. You can still be guided through the meditation and receive all the benefits. The techniques are there to carry throughout your day with you, so they're beneficial whether you're seated on your meditation cushion in your very nice, peaceful meditation space, or whether you are right in the midst of a busy day. That's the beauty of mudras. So the mudra that I've selected is for this week's series. And this week's series is about pure meditation. Since I will not be having the more full guided meditation on the podcast, I'll just get you started meditating and you take it from there. You can always have the full guided meditations over on my website, as I mentioned there. So I wanted to give you some pure meditations where you can get used to sitting in silence and becoming comfortable with feeling this stillness within yourself. And I think that you'll find that it can take some time to do this if you're new to meditation. And other times you get right down to it. You just are there. You're ready. You're open, receptive. And it's probably because before you sat down to meditate, you were really already getting yourself ready. You were already in that state where you were slowing down and becoming a little more focused on your meditation ritual. And so it's just as though you sit down and ease yourself into this soothing meditation. Other times, it can be a bit of a battle, to be honest. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, where you want to meditate, you break away from whatever you were doing, and you're like, okay, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do my meditation now. But you are still a little bit caught up in whatever was going on right before you sat down to meditate. Maybe you had a hectic day, or maybe you're really excited about something, or maybe you're very depressed and having a hard time just making it through the day. Well, during those times, it is a little tougher to sit down and go into a nice silence as you meditate. You may be battling negative emotions or very animated, excited emotions. Whatever the case, your mind is still out there. It's not really been pulled back into you, bringing it more inward and upward within you, reaching your true essence, that inner silence. So I want to guide you using a mudra. You can find a photo of the mudra if you're not really sure how I describe it to you. Sometimes they're a little easier to follow, but it's always easier if you see a photo. Now, you can find that also on my Facebook page at sipandom.com, the Facebook group. And while you're there, you could send me a message and request to be added to our free private Facebook group of meditators from all over the world, and I will happily add you there, and you can connect and do the weekly challenges we do, and you will see a photo of the mudra there as well. And you can join the free group. Just ask me and I'll add you. So this mudra for today is the Lotus Mudra. And this is a mudra that is a symbol of purity. It's simple to do. You place both of your hands in front of your chest and you connect the edges of your hands and the pads of your fingers so that they're touching each other. It's as if you're holding the bud of a lotus flower in your hand. So your fingers are outstretched and your little fingers are touching each other and your thumbs are touching each other. So it's as if you're holding a bowl or a lotus flower in your hands. And this mudra can be done as often as you need to. You can release the mudra whenever you feel as though you're ready to release it during the meditation. And you can do it several times a day for even 5 or 10 minutes at a time. It belongs to the heart chakra, and it is the symbol for purity. This is a mudra which helps you to feel more goodwill, affection, and communication. So it's a great mudra to help you as you experience your own quiet silence as you meditate, your inner silence. So if you are feeling kind of drained or misunderstood or lonely, this mudra will help you feel more connected right there at your heart chakra. So let's guide you in the meditation now. Go ahead and just release this mudra if you've been practicing holding it. I'll guide you through the meditation and get you all set up, and then we'll do the mudra. I don't want you to get tired while you're holding it. So go ahead and sit up straight with a nice straight spine. Close your eyes and lift them slightly upward. This helps to keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Relax your face and your jaw. Relax your neck and soften your throat. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Relax your chest and your arms. Relax your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach. Let it hang out and soften, not sucking it in. Relax your hips. Relax your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Very nice. Now notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath soft. Inhale cool, refreshing air. Exhale, releasing tension. Not forcing your breath, allowing yourself to transition at your own pace. Noticing your silence as you breathe. Noticing how it feels. Maybe you can hear your breath as you breathe. You can hear little nuances about yourself as you sit in silence and focus on silence, eyes gently uplifted, shoulders, jaw, stomach relaxed. Now take your hands and we'll do this lotus mudra. place your hands in front of your heart. Touch your thumbs and your pinkies, your little fingers together. Your fingers are outstretched as if you're holding a lotus flower. So there's contact between the tips of the little fingers and the outer edges of your thumbs, as if you're holding this beautiful lotus flower. It's also known as a water lily. Feel this gratitude for this silence you're experiencing. We'll take your breath a little deeper as you imagine yourself holding a lotus bud. With each inhale, imagine the flower opening a little bit more. Inhale and exhale. With each inhale, visualize the flower opening a little more. Eyes uplifted, jaw, shoulder, stomach relaxed. Inhale and exhale through your nose. With each inhale, this lotus flower in your hands opens just a little bit more with each inhale. With each exhale, you're releasing any noise, any distractions, you're letting it go. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Each inhale, the lotus opens a little bit more till it's completely opened. It's filled with love and light and joy and a beautiful inner stillness. Continue to meditate, experiencing this beautiful stillness you've created. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little longer, as always, ending your meditation on a high note. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.